Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the New York Mets and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Mets, batting in the leadoff spot, the center fielder, Willie Mays. Batting second, the second baseman, Felix Milan. Batting third, the first baseman, John Milner. Batting fourth, the right fielder, Rusty Staub. Batting fifth, the left fielder, Ed Cranepool. Batting sixth, the third baseman, Wayne Garrett. Batting seventh, the catcher, Ron Hodges. Batting eighth, the shortstop, Ted Martinez. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Jerry Kuzman. Pitching for the New York Mets, Jerry Kuzman. For the Chicago Cubs, batting in the leadoff spot, the center fielder, Rick Monday. Batting second, the second baseman, Glenn Beckert. Batting third, the left fielder, Billy Williams. Batting fourth, the right fielder, Jose Cardenal. Batting fifth, the third baseman, Ron Santo. Batting sixth, the first baseman, Carmen Fanzone. Batting seventh, the shortstop, Don Kessinger. Batting eighth, the catcher, Randy Hundley. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Fergie Jenkins. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Fergie Jenkins. And now, play ball. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Felix Milan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milan hits a line drive towards third. Santo reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Mets. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday strikes out. One out. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert strikes out. Two outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Milan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool strikes out. One out. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ron Hodges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodges hits a fly ball into right field. Cardenal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo takes first base on ball 4. Cardenal moves to second. Carmen Fanzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fanzone hits a fly ball towards right. Staub catches it and throws to first to double up Santo. Cardenal moves to third. Two outs. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground into left field, out of the reach of Cranepool. Kessinger reaches second base with a double. Cardinal scores. It's Mets, 1, Cubs, 1. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Kessinger moves to third. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hundley hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Milner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Cubs 1. The Mets will come to bat. Ted Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez strikes out. One out. Jerry Kuzman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuzman is called out on strikes. Two outs. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 0 for 1 in the game. Mays hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Fergie Jenkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jenkins is called out on strikes. One out. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday is 0 for 1 in the game. Monday strikes out. Two outs. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 0 for 1 in the game. Beckert hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Milan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Cubs 1. The Mets will come to bat. Felix Milan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milan is 0 for 1 in the game. Milan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. John Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Milner hits a fly ball into left field. William settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0 for 1 in the game. Staub hits a fly ball into center field. Monday settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 0 for 1 in the game. Cranepool takes first base on ball 4. Milan moves to second. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett is 0 for 1 in the game. Garrett hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 4-1, Mets. Ron Hodges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodges is 0 for 1 in the game. Hodges strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Milan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jose Cardinal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardinal is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Cardinal hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Staub. Cardinal reaches second base with a double. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Santo hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cardinal scores. It's 4-2, Mets. Carmen Fanzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fanzone is 0 for 1 in the game. Fanzone hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's Mets, 4, Cubs, 4. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Kessinger hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Milner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hundley is 0-for-1 in the game. Hundley hits a fly ball into left field. Cranepool settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Cubs 4. The Mets will come to bat. Ted Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez is 0-for-1 in the game. Martinez hits a pop-up towards short. Kessinger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Kuzman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuzman is 0-for-1 in the game. Kuzman hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fanzone scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Kuzman for the out. Two outs. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 0-for-2 in the game. Mays hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Fanzone settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Cubs 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Fergie Jenkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jenkins is 0-for-1 in the game. Jenkins is called out on strikes. One out. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday is 0-for-2 in the game. Monday hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 0-for-2 in the game. Beckert hits a ball on the ground towards third. Garrett fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Cubs 4. The Mets will come to bat. Felix Milan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Milan hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. John Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Milner hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Milan moves to third. Milner moves to second. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0-for-2 in the game. Staub hits a fly ball into center field. Monday settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Milan tags and scores. One out. It's 5-4, Mets. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Cranepool hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Milner scores. It's 6-4, Mets. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Garrett hits a line drive into center field. Monday settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Hodges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodges is 0-for-2 in the game. Hodges hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 6, and the Cubs 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-2 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kuzman fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Cardenal hits a fly ball into left field. Cranepool settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Santo hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Carmen Fanzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fanzone is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Fanzone hits a fly ball into right field. Staub settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 6, and the Cubs 4. The Mets will come to bat. Ted Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez is 0-for-2 in the game. Martinez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Kuzman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuzman is 0-for-2 in the game. Kuzman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 0-for-3 in the game. Mays is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 6, and the Cubs 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Hahn now playing center field. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Kessinger hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hundley is 0-for-2 in the game. Hundley hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Milner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Hickman pinch hits for Fergie Jenkins. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman strikes out. Two outs. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Monday hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Milan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 6, and the Cubs 4. The Mets will come to bat. Jim Hickman now playing right field. Dave LaRoche now pitching. Jose Cardenal now playing center field. Felix Milan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milan is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Milan takes first base on ball 4. John Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Milner hits a fly ball into right field. Hickman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Staub strikes out. Two outs. George Theodore pinch hits for Ed Cranepool. George Theodore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Theodore hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 6, and the Cubs 4. The Cubs will come to bat. George Theodore now playing left field. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 0-for-3 in the game. Beckert hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kuzman fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-3 in the game. Williams hits a fly ball into right field. Staub settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Cardenal hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Santo hits a fly ball into center field. Han settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 6, and the Cubs 4. The Mets will come to bat. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Garrett takes first base on ball 4. Ron Hodges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodges is 0-for-3 in the game. Hodges bunts in front of the plate. Hundley fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Garrett moves to second. Ted Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez is 0-for-3 in the game. Martinez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and has Garrett trapped. There's the throw to Kessinger, who tags Garrett for the out. Hodges moves to second. One out. Jerry Kuzman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuzman is 0-for-3 in the game. Kuzman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 6, and the Cubs 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Carmen Fanzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fanzone is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Fanzone takes first base on ball 4. Tug McGraw now pitching. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Kessinger hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Fanzone moves to second. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hundley is 0-for-3 in the game. Hundley bunts towards first. Milner scoops it up and throws to first, with Milan covering, for the out. Fanzone moves to third. Kessinger moves to second. One out. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 0-for-1 in the game. Hickman hits a fly ball into left field. Theodore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Fanzone tags and scores. Two outs. It's 6-5, Mets. Cleo James pinch hits for Dave LaRoche. Cleo James is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. James hits a fly ball into left field. Theodore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, New York Mets, 6, and Chicago Cubs, 5. Goodbye from Wrigley Field, I. And Chicago.